Welcome to Breakthrough, the podcast that helps you to get unstuck, move forward, move on, and finally break through to that next level that you have been looking for. I'm Mickey Ruthman, transformational breakthrough coach, speaker, and author, and your host right here on the Breakthrough podcast. So get ready to break the barriers and break the limitations, and let's dive right on into this week's episode of Breakthrough. My guest on today's episode, Ronel Uister, is a chartered accountant, financial consultant, speaker, author, and multi-award-winning businesswoman. She spent 10.5 years post-articles at the Momentum MMI Group as head of financial reporting, where she gained extensive experience in the banking, investments, and insurance industries before leaving the corporate world in 2015 to pursue her entrepreneurial journey. She completed a management development diploma at the Gibbs Business School, where she was awarded the Top Achiever Award. Ronel is also a director at Financially Fit, a company specializing in financial consulting and training for businesses and individuals. As a financial consultant, she has worked with multiple businesses ranging from medium-sized enterprises to large listed corporate companies and is currently consulting for Old Mutual Limited Group in Cape Town. Ronel's first book about personal finances, Financially Fit and Wealthy, has been awarded with an African Author 2019 Award in the financial literacy category. She is also the contributor of the financial articles for a variety of South Africa's top magazines and often presents on radio and acts as a guest speaker in her capacity as an expert in the field of financial fitness and wellness. She was featured in the International Woman Entrepreneur magazine as one of the top 10 inspirational female entrepreneurs in South Africa. Just a few of her many accolades and awards include: she was a finalist for the Margaret Hirsch Woman in Business Achiever Awards 2018. Her blog was rated one of the top 10 South African investment blogs for 2019-2020 by Feedspot. And she was also the Africa's Most Influential Woman in Business and Government Award winner in the financial sector for the CEO Global Plan Africa Awards 2019. Ronel's dream is to educate people about finances because she believes that when we empower an individual financially, you empower and uplift a nation. And it is with great excitement and gratitude that we welcome Ronel Uister to the Breakthrough Podcast today. Hello there, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Breakthrough Podcast. So it is now a couple of days after South Africa has been put on lockdown as well, and it's really been a period for everyone, including me, of a new normal, adapting to almost every single aspect of your life, your business, your circumstances changing literally almost overnight. And, you know, it is pretty normal for most of us to feel uncertain right now, be in fear, feel a little disorientated and perhaps a little bit powerless against what is going on, and us wanting to help everyone we care about and other people. And all of that stuff is pretty normal. But I really feel, and what I've realized myself again this week as well, is that what's really going to be key during this time is for us to firstly take our eyes off of the media and all of the bad news and social media for now, and really turn inward to see, what is this here to teach me? What can I learn from it? How can I grow from it? How can I evolve from this and really come out of this on the other side as a better human being, the person I want to be, right? And how can I create a better life for myself, a better society, a better world as a collective? Because it starts with each of us as individuals, but how can we create a better world and a better life for ourselves and everybody else through this time we have right now? So wherever you are, whether you're in South Africa or you are somewhere around the globe, I know some of you are in various different countries from around the world. Firstly, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. And secondly, just from South Africa, I'm sending you loads and loads of love and light to every single one of you. But what has happened on the podcast with all of the things that are changing around us right now is I have also changed focus and shifted focus a little bit for this time so that I can bring you content that is really going to be practical actionable stuff that is going to help you through this time, through the COVID-19 crisis that we are facing, not just as individuals or as countries, but as a collective and as the entire world. And we're doing it together. So I have really lined up some awesome content for you guys and people that I'm going to be speaking to and chatting to on the podcast to really bring you stuff that is going to help you at this time and in the situation we're finding ourselves in right now. And as you heard in the intro, today is no exception. That is something that a lot of people all of a sudden overnight went into fear about, is our finances. And Ronal is really going to help us on this episode to really have a different view on, firstly, how we can ensure that something like this that happens overnight and that we have no control over, how we can prepare for something like this in the future so that it doesn't just rip the rug out from under us and put us into fear and complete chaos. And she's also going to be chatting to us about what we can learn from this, how we can use this time going forward so that we're not financially stuck after this lockdown or after this whole crisis that has hit not just our country but the whole world at large and the economy of most of the countries around the globe as well. So do stay tuned for that. Ronal is an expert in her field and she really gives some very practical advice. We also get into chatting a little bit about businesses. So if you're a business owner or you work for a company, you're going to get some value out of this as well, because we're going to talk a little bit about what sectors you can look at and how you can perhaps look at your business right now to adapt to everything that's going on and continue to thrive throughout this and after this as well. So that is what we're doing on this week's episode of Breakthrough. It is an absolute pleasure having you all here today and to bring you this episode as well. So without further ado, let me dive right on into this week's episode and my chat with Ronal Huister. Guys, please help me to welcome Ronal Huister to the Breakthrough Podcast today. Hi, Ronal, how are you?
Hello, Mickey. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Under the circumstances, hey, a whole lot of change has happened since we last spoke.
Definitely, but I believe we just need to make the best of the situation and, yes, keep going.
Absolutely. You're in Cape Town, right?
Yes, I still am.
And how is the sort of the morale over there?
It's extremely quiet. I think the people really are listening and are, giving the full support. So you do not see people around or outside or, like I said, we do not see people. We've been to the shops once. And it was relatively quiet as well, and I think they are really trying their best to keep to the rules.
Which is a good thing if all of us want to work together. We're all in this together, right?
Absolutely.
And it's fantastic that we can still bring content like this to those who are at home, even though you're in Cape Town and I'm in Pretoria, right?
Yes, that's the beauty of it.
So, Ronal, today we're discussing a little bit more of a serious topic, but it really is a topic at this time that I have found a lot of people are in fear about, which I'm sure you have as well. And that is where our economy is going and how this is hitting all of us financially. And I'm sure, like I said, you've probably been inundated with questions as well about that.
I must admit, I've received so many questions, complete different questions. People are really struggling. They are really wondering, like, you know, what's the next step? What's going to happen? How am I going to survive? How's my business going to survive? So I think this is definitely very uncertain times. A lot of people are impacted quite severely in terms of the businesses that cannot operate, but also employees. There's quite a lot of people who are employed who had to take a pay cut, who had to take unpaid leave. So this is really affecting lots of people and it's hitting hard.
Mm. So, Ronelle, in terms of, you know, a lot of us prepare sometimes for financial disasters or anything that could happen. We have like a fund available, most of us, not all of us, but most of us do. And, you know, something like the coronavirus is something that no one, I mean, it hit us literally almost overnight, this lockdown, and it was in our country and it was on our doorstep. So what can we as South Africans and the world at large learn in terms of our finances and how to prepare for things like a natural, you know, a natural disaster that happens that we have no control over and didn't see coming?
Yes, Mickey, I think it is, it's obviously, it's very sensitive and a lot of people are affected in a very negative way. And I know it might sound harsh, but I think in terms of the, like the insurance companies and the financial advisors out there, if the circumstances would have been different, they probably would have run some I told you so campaigns right now. Because I think a lot of people are not taking these kind of things seriously. And a lot of people think that this will never happen to me. And I think things like, say, for a rainy day or unforeseen circumstances or what if, I think all of those kind of terms actually got kind of real meaning in this time, and people start realizing that something bad and something unforeseen can actually happen. Like you said, it can happen extremely close or extremely quickly. You haven't even thought of something like that, and it can be something that you are not even considering a risk. I mean, I've spoken to my parents. They are both in their 70s and they've never experienced something like this. So it can be that you never experience something like this up until you're at a late age, and then only you experience something like this. So it also teaches us that it can happen to everybody, regardless of who you are, what your position is, where you are in life, it can happen.
Mm. And I think this, you know, what happened here is quite unique, because it's not just, it's not something in your own personal life that happened that is a crisis financially or in your household per se or at your job or not even in our country. It's the whole world's economy that overnight got impacted by this.
Yes, and I think it's like in because it is at such a large scale, it really impacts you in so many different ways, because there's from literally from small businesses to in your personal capacity to the larger corporates, the economy, it is just like in it literally hits everybody in every kind of aspect of their life or business.
Mm. And I'm sure you hear this a lot, but what would you say to someone who says to you, Ronelle, you know, at the end of the month, there already isn't anything left. How do you still want me now to save money for a rainy day or prepare financially for something like this? What would you say to someone like that?
I mean, I think that that is unfortunately becoming a bigger reality in our lives. We have touched on it the previous discussion as well. But I think you try to cut your expenses to a certain extent and you are trying your best, but there is just no more further room to cut your expenses. And then people need to start looking at how are they going to create more income, because the reality is the living costs are just keeping increasing, and there's nothing much that we can do about it at some point. So we will have to start thinking more creatively, start becoming more innovative, and start thinking about how am I going to substitute my income? How am I going to create a second and a third income, because something like this, it can also, the impact of this can also happen through retrenchments, through being in a motor vehicle accident and you can no longer work. So there's so many things that can actually happen that can almost like emphasize the same kind of problems. So you need to start looking at how can you build more income to be able to afford all of these additional kind of things that you need to protect your wealth.
And I'd like us to chat about that for a moment, because I've also been inundated with not just entrepreneurs who are worried about how do I rescue my business or what do I do in this time that all of this is happening, but also people who are afraid that they're going to lose their jobs or that they would need to substitute their income somehow. And, you know, what came to me this morning that we discussed a little bit before the podcast recorded as well is that, you know, I've been telling everyone that I speak to, don't create something from a space of fear right now. That's almost the biggest mistake I feel people can make, is to now just try to create something out of fear. But to really get strategic about it, because the reality of the matter is we're in South Africa, we're on lockdown for 21 days, which is what our president has said. But in reality, it's very uncertain, actually. We don't know if after the 21 days, lockdown will not continue, right? So in terms of someone wanting to substitute their income or start a business in this time, what I was thinking is, you know, don't look at luxuries right now. Look at needs and go look at what is being imported and exported in our country right now. Go local, because I think imports and exports are probably going to stop for a while between countries right now as well. And I'd love to hear your take on that as well, please.
Mindy, I absolutely agree with you. And I think in South Africa, we are in a certain sense almost in a better position in terms of starting businesses, because there are so much need in South Africa in terms of basics, you know, accommodation, water, electricity. There's so many things that transport that people can start looking at and say, okay, but we face all these challenges in South Africa, and how can, because the question you should almost ask is, how can I make a positive difference in somebody else's life, in the sense that they will be willing to pay for it and I can earn an income from helping somebody else. And I think if you also don't need to think big out of the box necessarily. It can sometimes be something small that you, with a small profit margin, but that you can actually provide to thousands and thousands of people, because they need that at a very small cost. But because of the volumes in which you can produce it, you can actually earn a very good income from it. So there's definitely lots of needs, and I think with all of this, it shows us that there are opportunities, and we need to look out for where is a potential need, where I have the skill or the knowledge or the resources to basically fulfill that need.
I love that, because it's really for me also a matter of, don't create from fear right now, create from a perspective of service. And I think if you do that, you're definitely going to identify how you can serve the community around you. And I was actually watching something last night that really rang true for me, is if we look back at the olden days when we didn't have technology and all of the stuff that we have today, And you know, what really made an economy wasn't necessarily money. What made an economy was how a community distributed the essential resources amongst themselves. And I think that's really what we need to look at right now.
Absolutely, I agree.
So, Ranelle, let's get a little bit practical, because we both know, you know, almost everyone is in fear about their finances, and their minds are telling them that this is real, but what do I do? So what are the do's and don'ts right now for people to do in terms of their income, their expenses, their finances as a whole, right, to prevent themselves from being in trouble at the end of this when we come out of lockdown?
Mickey, yes, I think this 21-day lockdown period actually provides us with the time to spend on our finances and to go and sit and critically look at our financial position, understand our finances, and see where we can make improvements. So it's pretty much going back to the basics, because people often say, but I don't have time to do this, I don't have time to do that. And now in this 21-day period, you actually do have a bit of time to actually go and dig a bit deeper and see where you can make changes to your financial situation. I've also, I'm sharing this lockdown financial health checklist, daily posts on my social media, on my Facebook pages, just to make people aware of the type of things that they should be looking at to get their finances in order during this period. And even if you just spend time, a little bit of time on checking one thing on a daily basis, then it will definitely already put you in a better position at the end of this period. So that, I would say, it's almost like your first point of call, to spend a bit of time on your finances. And then to literally go and critically look at your actual expenses. Make some time, download your bank statements for the past year, and go through it and critically look at what are you spending money on, and do you really, and that's coming back to our need versus want discussion, do you really need all of those expenses? I've been chatting to another guy who also asked me some financial questions, and we were chatting about this, and then he actually went and he did this exercise, and he came back to me and he said, do you know what, I actually found $1,000 that I actually spent on some kind of subscription or some kind of subscribing for this course, and it's sometimes $9 a year, it's sometimes 200 rand a year, $19 for this subscription, and I actually don't need any of those, and that's already a big saving. So I think if people can at least start off by looking at those things and see where can I cut, even things like your bank charges. There's a lot of savings because banks are continuously coming out with new packages, more cost-effective packages, but they are not going to let all the existing customers know, listen, we've got a cheaper package now, do you want to join or do you want to change? Because they are obviously making money from this. So it's your responsibility to look at those things and see, but you know what, here I can actually save 50 rand, there I can save 100 rand. And it's all those small things that often makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And on a practical level for someone who's managing their finances or their household's finances? Because right now what's kind of happened is there's a lot of expenses we would normally have, like our travel expenses and maybe entertainment and all of that stuff, that we're not using right now. But on the flip side, a lot of people might have spent more, for instance, on groceries right now when they went on a panic buy for the lockdown. And I know that some of the banks, for instance, has given people extensions and relief on repayments on certain things. So what should we be doing with that extra money that we have right now?
Mickey, there's definitely going to be some savings if you think about, even I think for ladies, you don't have to go for your normal facials and pedis and all of those things. There's so many freebies going around now where magazines are offering free downloads. So you can definitely look at all of those things. The same with like in going to the malls or going to the grocery stores. I think this will definitely teach us to plan our shopping trips a bit better because we don't have that luxury to go on a daily basis. And obviously you also don't want to put your health at risk by going every day. So you want to start, be more conscious about it and plan it for a certain day. But then also when you go, you obviously want to be in and out as quick as possible. And I think that that will also help you to become in the habit of having a shopping list and stick to that list. Don't then buy all kind of additional things that's maybe on special or something, because obviously during this time, the shops also have quite a lot of specials because they still need to look at the stock control, and a lot of items are obviously very much in demand, but some of the other items people don't buy as usual, and they need to look at the expiry dates. And but then it's also for you to have that discipline to again ask, do I really need this or do I want this? And I think if you can start at least always asking yourself that question, and if it is something that you really need, buy it. But if you don't, then don't buy it. And I think you will also, we are going to experience after this lockdown period, obviously all shops and establishments and entertainment venues are obviously going to offer a lot of special deals to attract business again. And I think a lot of people will again fall in that trap of spending a lot of money on things that they don't need just because it's now on a special. And there again, you need to practice discipline and just look at what can you really afford to buy and do you need it, and only stick to those kind of things. Then there's obviously also, if you think about the interest rate cuts, there was a 1% interest rate cut, which is obviously very a welcome relief in this period. I've written a blog article last week, and there I actually show the impact of this cut and how much you actually can save on your installments. And it's again kind of like in how wise do you use those savings, because it's also, it doesn't help you have this saving, but now you just allocate that saving to pay for another expense. Be wise and use those kind of savings too if you were in the position that you didn't have an emergency fund, or if you have an emergency fund but you actually need to use it during this time, then start putting those savings into your emergency fund so that something positive can come out of it and that you don't just use it for some kind of expense or spending money again.
Absolutely. And I think you're 100% right, because everyone has been so isolated and we haven't been able to do our day-to-day things right now. But it's going to come down to, what's your mindset going to be after this? Are you just going to go out and splurge now because I'm free and I can do what I want to again? Or are you going to take a lesson from this, especially a financial lesson, and learn from it?
Well, again, I think it's also that people need to, again, start spending some time to understand finances and to equip themselves with the knowledge to make better decisions. Because like you said previously in this discussion, in terms of a lot of people are doing things out of fear and without really understanding the full impact. And that is, again, things like payment holidays and the assistance that some funds and organizations are providing. And I think a lot of people are just jumping into this because they almost think it's like a free, oh, now I don't need to pay installments for 3 months. And yes, that is absolutely wonderful, and that can definitely help you in terms of your short-term cash flow. So there's definitely, if there's no other alternative for you, something like that is definitely something you need to consider. But you fully need to understand that impact. In the blog article that I wrote over the weekend, I also fully explain how the payment holiday work and how you still need to understand that even though they tell you that you don't need to pay installments for 1 to 3 months, the interest is still being capitalized onto your outstanding amount. And after this period, when you need to start paying again, you obviously start off with a higher outstanding balance. You start off with a higher installment that you are paying now. And if you look over the longer term, you do the calculations, you will realize that you are actually going to pay more over the longer term, even though you have some kind of short-term relief and short-term cash flow. So it's important to go and sit down and do the calculations, make sure you understand the terms and the conditions, because also remember, it's different. It's not kind of that there's kind of one set of rules across the board for everybody and for, that every institution will set. Everybody's got their own set of rules, and you need to make sure you understand those terms and conditions and understand what the impact is on you within your personal situation.
And your personal recommendation in terms of the payment holidays, if someone's been offered a payment holiday on something, if they are in the position to still pay it now, would you recommend they still pay it?
I definitely would say that if you are in a position that you can still continue with your normal paying your installments as normal, continue with that. Because like I said, remember there is that interest rate cut that will already give you a bit of relief on your monthly installments across the board, whether it's for your bond, your car finance, your credit card, business loans. So make use of that rather, and continue to pay your installments in the shorter term if you can, just so that you don't have that impact of because all that's actually happening is they kind of defer the payment to a later period, but the interest is still accruing for this period. So you actually pay more interest over a longer term.
Absolutely. Thank you, Renal. I think, a lot of what you've said comes down to your money mindset and your money beliefs and your relationship with money. And I know some of my clients, when I work around money mindset and beliefs. They look at me like I'm crazy when I ask them, do you have a relationship with your finances? Because, you know, if you're in a relationship and you're not spending time with that person, they won't want to spend time with you. So I really think it comes down to really building a relationship with your finances right now and actually really looking at how am I utilizing what I do have and how can I better this relationship?
No, absolutely. I think it does boil down to do I have the knowledge to make the best financial decisions for myself? Because remember, you are the only person who is really responsible for your personal situation. So nobody else is going to take better care of you than yourself. So definitely start off with equipping yourself with the knowledge, start being wise with your money decisions. And then I think the biggest thing that will help people through this period is probably like in whether they have an emergency fund or not. Because a lot of there is obviously things like, and it again emphasized the importance of having income protection, business insurance, disability and rare disease cover, life cover, all of those things. But a lot of those policies are also kind of limited in terms of what it covers and what it excludes. And you will find a lot of those will not necessarily help you in a situation like this. And the only thing that will really help you or carry you through any kind of situation, because you are in control of that money, is an emergency fund where you can build up some funds and you know it is available for me to use at my discretion when there is a need for something like that.
Thank you. I think it's key that we all look at our finances right now. It's not something we like looking at, most of us, but it really is going to be something that will help us going forward. And you spoke about that we need more knowledge about how to manage our finances. Could you please tell the listeners where can they get a hold of these blogs, these beautiful blogs that you're sharing, and get a hold of you?
Mickey, there's lots of blogs, free tools on my website. It's on www.financiallyfitlife.co.za, financiallyfitlife.co.za, or even on my personal page, renaljuster.com. There's also a new 28 days to financial fitness program and email program that I've launched recently. So that is, it literally touches on a lot of different financial aspects. It doesn't take up a lot of time. So people can definitely look at doing those programs. There's also my book, Financially Fit and Wealthy, is available on my website. But like I said, there's lots of blogs. I try to both on my blogs and my social media pages to share a lot of relevant financial information for people to be aware of and people to help them understand certain things happening now, to understand it better, to know kind of what are the questions they should ask and what are the things that they need to consider to make the best financial decisions for themselves and their businesses during this difficult period.
Okay, guys, and I will link all of those for you in the show notes as well, all of those details. Renal, thank you so much for your time. Just in closing, if I could ask you just to give your own personal word of encouragement to South Africans and the world at large right now.
Yeah, I think there is always hope, and you will very often find that, and even if you look at some of the biggest businesses out there in the world, they were started in very difficult periods. So I totally understand a lot of people are panicking. It is a very, very difficult time financially, emotionally for everybody. But I think we need to stay positive. We need to shift our mindset to not kind of what are we going to lose, but rather say, okay, but what are the opportunities out there for me to create a better life and a better financial future for myself and the people around me? And how can I use my skills and qualifications, experience to make a difference in our country and to have a bigger impact out there? Because I think at the end of the day, that is what all of us would love and would really want and need, is to really kind of live a full and a meaningful life, and to know that we are happy and we are content and we can achieve our goals and our full potential in life.
That's very powerful. Thank you so much, Ranelle. And thank you so much for your time and the work that you're doing out there as well to empower people with the necessary knowledge that we need financially at this time as well. It's been lovely having you on the Breakthrough Podcast. You must take care on that side, and we'll hopefully chat again soon.
Thanks, Mickey. It was lovely. And yes, if people have any specific questions, they are more than welcome to contact me directly or contact you, and you refer the questions to me. I'm definitely more than willing to help people through this time.
Right, guys, so that brings us to the end of my chat with Ranelle Uister. And she's really, guys, if we could have asked for advice from any financial expert, she really is on the ground. She works with and speaks to people daily. She's on the ball with what is going on with the economy, with what's been put in place financially by the government at this stage. So really do go check out her blog. She gives some very, very practical tips for everyone, whether you're a household, you're employed by somebody, or you're a business owner, you're a corporation, whatever your situation is, she is really sharing some valuable content throughout this time. So go check out her blog. I'm going to link that for you guys and put the details in the show notes for you as well. And then just from my side, guys, in terms of money, finances right now, you know, for me, it's always a big thing that we need to look at in any situation, is what is my mindset, what are my emotions, and what especially are my beliefs about this thing. Because our money beliefs is what's also driving our actions, our emotions, our thoughts about money. And if you want to learn to really just turn inward, have a look at what your money beliefs are. And these are beliefs, guys, that we have been forming from a young age already through what we've seen throughout our lives by our caregivers and, you know, the media, society, all of that. So it's beliefs that we form that aren't even our own, but they are subconsciously still playing out in our day-to-day lives as grown-ups. So if you want to go work on and identify your limiting beliefs when it comes to money, do go check out my Ultimate Life Transformation Program. It's one of the things that we go intensively into as well in that program. That is my signature life transformation program. It is digital, and right now it is also out there, and we're offering it at a very reduced cost because I want to help as many people as I can on a practical level throughout this time. So go check it out. I have put the details of that for you in the show notes as well. But otherwise, guys, here is my message for you all, wherever you are in South Africa or across the globe right now, is to use this time wisely, because we are busy creating a new reality and a new normal, and we actually have the beautiful opportunity right now to decide what our new reality and our new normal is going to look like for each of us as individuals, but also for us as a collective, as a society, and as the world at large. So use this time wisely, guys. And I'd love to hear back from you if you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or comments that you want to make, please do leave them in the review section or go leave a comment right here on the podcast for us. We will get to those topics as soon as possible if you had any questions. If there's particular topics that you want me to cover throughout this time, you're welcome to either email them to me, send them to me as a DM on Facebook or Instagram, or you can just leave a rating and a review on this podcast, and we'll address those for you as soon as possible. Because throughout the next couple of weeks, guys, as this thing unfolds and while we're still on lockdown, my mission is to bring you as much valuable, practical and actionable content right now to help you to go through this whole situation mindfully and to continue being, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, on every level, just have wellness and health on each of those levels as well. And so that you can use this time to really grow and make positive changes to your life as well. So if there's specific topics you want me to cover, please just let me know somehow and we'll address those as soon as possible throughout this time. But that is pretty much it for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you found value in this, please do share this episode or this podcast with somebody else so we can reach more people and we can help and empower more people at this time as well. And do connect with me on social media, like I mentioned. All of these links that we mentioned throughout the episode and in the show are in the show notes for you guys. So do go check that out. But please let me know how you're doing. You know, for me at this time, I just feel that this is difficult for everyone. A lot of us have been through hectic change and almost overnight right now on almost every single level of our lives. And people are feeling uncertain and unsure. And I will be doing from my side and the people I know, the mentors I have, the amazing speakers that I've got on the show, as much as possible, bring them all together to really support you guys as much as we can on whichever level we can. So check out in the show notes as well. There's a couple of support groups that we have started that you can join as well. Most of them I share on my social media. But don't go through this alone, guys. If you are struggling, reach out. Ask for help. This is not a time for us to have shame around needs that we have or help that we need. Everybody is in this together and going through this together. So please reach out if you need some assistance or help, or you just want us to answer a couple of things that you're perhaps concerned with or that you are struggling with right now. So that is it, guys, for this week's episode of Breakthrough. And as always, I'm going to be playing out with a song that I enjoy, which is something that I love. And if you didn't know it, music is scientifically one of the best ways to shift your energy from wherever it is right now to something high vibration or more positive. So I'm going to try and give you something that will do just that. I hope you're going to enjoy it with me. And that is it basically for this week's episode of Breakthrough. But I'll see you right back here again next week on the Breakthrough Podcast. Do go and subscribe so you don't miss a notification if new episodes are uploaded, because although I do the show weekly, in this time I might just do a couple more episodes on a weekly basis just to give more content that is helpful on a practical level to you guys as well. So that is it, guys, for this week. Please do stay safe, look after yourself, and check in with one other person a day as well. But that is it for this week's episode. I look forward to seeing you again right here on the Breakthrough Podcast.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day
that someone somehow will soon make a change.
We are all a part of God's great big family, and true, you know, love is all we need.
We are the ones. We are the children. We are the ones who make the world a better
place. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we'll make a better day, just you and me.
So their cries for help will not be in vain.
We can't let them suffer. No, we cannot turn away.
Right now, they need a helping hand.
Hey. No, someone laugh. We are the children.
We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Come on now, let me hear you.
We are. IT.